At the Beltwide Cotton Conferences, we just received a presentation from Cotton Incorporated on a new study, well, actually not a new study, a study that's been going on, but results of which being presented here, and this is on the life cycle assessment of cotton fiber and fabrics. Barry, why don't you give us just a couple of the points about what went into putting this together and then some of the takeaways from it.
Well, Chuck, it was a very intensive process. We used a third party, PE Americas and PE International, to help us do this. But the idea was we want to kind of have a sense of what is the environmental footprint of cotton or a particular cotton product from cradle to grave. So we looked at the production of cotton, not only in the U.S., but around the world. We looked at typical textile processing of cotton from yarn to fabric to finished good. And then we looked at how consumers were using cotton in terms of how they wash and dry it and even dispose of it to get kind of an overall assessment of where we are so that we can look at it going forward.
So just lots of variables and things to look at. If I understand correctly, you basically had to take some, I don't want to say assumptions, but create an example to go by using particular types of products, for example?
Yes, we looked at a representative knit product, which would be like a golf shirt. We looked at a representative woven product, would be like a pair of cotton khaki pants. What we found is while there's some differences depending on how it's processed, bottom line is, it's they're pretty representative of other products and probably gives us some good information of where we are.
So it's creating a benchmark. This can then be used how? Or how will you intend for that to be used?
It can be used in several ways. People are doing LCAs already. So what we have here is now a database that's been peer-reviewed. It's gone through a number of iterations there. That's probably the most credible database in the world on cotton. We have found that this information shows that cotton is better than what is in the public domain today. We're not using this information necessarily to say cotton is better than synthetic or worse than or any of that. We're not waving the green flag. So that's one use. The second use is, as I said, companies are actually doing their own LCAs, and this provides a tool by which they can more efficiently do that and get credible information. And lastly, it provides us a benchmark for a record. As we look do this perhaps 5 years from now, 3 years from now, we will be able to report on where we have made most improvements, where we still have opportunities for improvement.
So when you talk about the tool aspect of this for companies, I understand you have a, what do you call it, iReport?
iReport, yes.
What is that and how will they be able to use that?
It's kind of like it's an interactive software program that they would be able to plug in their own information on, I don't know, transportation, some other components that we're not picking up. And then if they wanted to defer to, say, what is the average cotton production impacts or textile processing, they may not have the specifics, that they can fill in those gaps with credible information.
Just maybe one of the takeaways here, you did use as an example how there can be room to improve this footprint if consumers, for example, maybe use more cold water washing.
Cold water washing from sort of the average to cold, or going from hot to warm, or doing more air drying versus dryer drying, for example, they can make huge differences in ENERGY STAR rated machinery. So one of the things that we looked at was looked at the, quote, the best consumer to average consumer to worst case consumer. We found those differences were enormous, far greater than the overall impact of agriculture.
So does that then become some good information maybe for industry, throughout the industry to use to maybe from educational campaigns?
Yes, I think it's important. Now, on the one hand, we don't want to say that because this is at the consumer phase that it's not the responsibility of us in the cotton industry. It's our responsibility if it's being used that way. But it's also saying that if we want to make improvements and where the low-hanging fruit is, so to speak, that is one of the areas that we should be looking at. There's areas throughout in agricultural production and textile processing, but the consumer use phase is very large.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and we appreciate so much having us here with you for this presentation today. And here at Beltwide, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.